Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
You've built a great podcast. The content's solid. The audience is growing. But the money, still not where it should be. That's where the Odyssey Creator Lab comes in. We host your podcast for free so you can keep doing your thing while our experienced sales team does their thing, finding advertisers and bringing in revenue. No fees, no stress, just real monetization. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
Hey there, we're Corinne Vien and Sabrina Deanna Roga here to introduce our newest podcast, Crimes Of, a Crimehouse Original.
Crimes Of is a weekly series that explores a new theme each season, from crimes of the paranormal, unsolved murders, and more. Our first season is Crimes Of Infamy, the true crime stories behind Hollywood's most iconic horror villains.
Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
In the situation of the 25-yard Moore touchdown, we ran up the seam against you guys. It was trips right, four verticals. Is that a situation where you have to check out of the cover three zone?
I am not going to peel back the layers of how we function from a schematic standpoint, although I am impressed by the depths of your question.
You want to talk about peeling back the layers? I'm sitting in this room, and we got former NFL executive Doug Whaley, All-American NFL vet Doran Dickerson, our quarterback whisperer, Pat Bostic, and you guys are breaking down this play that Carter asked Tomlin about like it's a Zapruder film. So here's what's going to happen. I should probably go in the penalty box for my last segment anyhow. What I accidentally said about Lee's daughter, my slip up at the beginning of the segment as well. What did you guys see on that damn play?
I didn't realize they went corners over. So they went from a 2x2 to a 1x3 essentially, because it's a semi-detached tight end and three receivers to the right. They went corners over, and Porter is between the inner two receivers. There's a flat defender outside of him. So they have an outside corner, and they show man. So if I'm a quarterback and I see motion from left to right and someone running with him, it's man.
Right.
But as soon as the receiver gets to the right-hand side that's motioning, you see a slide.
Mm-hmm.
Porter stays inside, safety bumps out, corner bumps out. That zone. And they've got Joey Porter next to Patrick Queen on third and six playing the curl, the hook of a three deep.
Yeah.
And he stays at 3 yards depth the entire time. Doesn't get depth, doesn't reroute number two, doesn't get into the deep curl at all. Middle seam takes the middle safety out, and there's no one covering DJ Moore.
And that's why, first of all, Wednesday before Thanksgiving, before we get into football, was it not the best, when I was single, was the best night?
You know, we talked about that earlier. We were talking about it with Dom. Yeah. It's the best night.
Yeah. So, but let's go to football. Now I saw that, I understand why he didn't want to peel back. Because just like the game, it was a complimentary mess up by the coaching and lack of execution by players. And just like the game, it was a complimentary loss by the Steelers. Every phase contributed to that loss. And in that play, it was a bad call, and it was bad, just fundamental knowledge from Joey Porter Jr. of how to play inside on cover three. But when you look at it, he's an outside corner. He's probably never been in that position. And if so, he's not very versed and instinctual about how to play a number three or a number two inside versus zone as a cover three. So that's why he didn't want to answer it, because it was a screw up all around. They blew it.
And that's where I'm at with it. Like, why call that at that point?
Why put him in that position?
Right, put him in that position.
Exactly.
Like, that's what I'm trying to
understand. Why he didn't want to answer it.
That's why he didn't want to answer it. Like, there has to be other calls that would make more sense. Why run a corner over? Why not just shift the linebackers who are used to going to the strong side of the offense at 3x1? Yeah. Why move him all the way over to, oh, you want to make, okay, you want to fool them and make them think it's man, whatever. But just usually you just shift over whenever right. somebody motions.
Exactly. Bump it over.
Bump right. it over and let him keep, let him stay on the outside. Why move him all the way to the inside where he has to drop into coverage? And then if he even drops into the hook area, it's still a touchdown because he's not going to probably run with them.
No. Because and he's supposed to know the principles are if you're inside and number two goes vertical, you take number two vertical. If he goes out, there's usually a curl behind him. So that's just, I learned that when I was in senior in high school.
Yeah.
But again, if you're Joey Porter, you're always outside. Right. You're not even thinking about that or even trying to figure that out. You're like, oh, whatever.
I mean, to Doran's point, even if they bump, you're watching Patrick Queen play here, I don't think he's getting underneath. I mean, three deeps. Yeah. And this is, you have to give the Bears credit too.
Oh, absolutely.
They're in a 2x2 condensed.
Mm-hmm.
And they motion to a 1x3, basically formation to the field, tight end boundary, one-on-one, and they get to four verts.
Yeah.
So it's a good job by them. What you'd like to do, but they're not hiding. They don't even start in a two shell.
Mm-mm.
They're in a single high look from the pre-snap.
Mm-hmm.
Which tells me a couple things. I don't know how much they're. You got a new safety in Duggar. You got Ramsey back there playing safety. I know it's been several weeks that he's been back there, but still, like, how worried are they about disguising and spinning and getting from?
This is where I disagree with you.
Right.
Duggar and Ramsey have been playing football a long time.
So is Joey Porter.
Yes. Not but Joey old. Porter, yeah, but Duggar has been a
Ramsey
safety
Ramsey hasn't
before.
Played safety a long time.
He hasn't played safety before, but.
Since college,
but Duggar has.
Right.
So I'm just saying at times, and what we're saying when we were looking at it, in the end, it's about playing football. You've been a football player for a long time, right. And then you just go out there, no matter what it's called, you go out there, I'd rather have a guy being over-aggressive trying to make a play instead of just sitting there 3 yards deep
right.
and playing zone. And not be, have any offensive player around him just saying, oh, yeah, I'm here.
To me, it looked like, and it's probably wrong, but to me, initially, whenever Joey Porter Jr., he ran with the motion, and then he was the third guy in the defense, which would your responsibility would be the hook. It looked like he was almost spying Caleb Williams.
And again.
For him to be up the ball for three yards. It looked like he was like, all right, like I'm here to wait for Caleb Williams to break out in a run.
That's, again, bad call, bad coaching. Bad execution, bad all around.
Yeah, they got two wide nines standing up. Like, they're not playing run here. No. I thought earlier maybe they're in sequencing, you know, playing for a fourth down play. No, they're playing pass, and it's zone the whole way.
And that's why Sawyer tried to jump the ball.
Yeah, it's
the snap.
It's zone the whole way. Yeah, I mean, it's interesting. I got to be a better call there. Man-to-man's a better call, but here's my thing. Is it a philosophical thing with Tomlin and T.A. that they want to play zone? Or do they not trust their people to play one-on-one?
I think the Bengals game made them stop the man-to-man deal, the first Bengals game.
Either way, it's just an epitome of what this season and this team's all about.
Yeah, but they got a $160 million defense.
And they got an $18 million coach.
Right, but you should trust those guys to cover man-to-man.
Well, that's what I'm saying. If you have $160 million and you don't trust them to play man-to-man – What are you doing then?
Right.
What are you doing? Either you pay these guys and you trust them and you put them in position, and guess what? If they don't execute, you get new ones in.
Right.
But you can't play both sides. What's that? You can't be hot or cold. I mean, you can't be lukewarm because you're going to fail in all. Mm-hmm. Either be hot or cold.
Right.
Go all in on one way. And this is what's wrong with the team.
Mm-hmm.
And just think about it. They can't handle success. As soon as they win a game, they're just like, it's basically, I was thinking about this coming in, and you're a golfer, and some of us are golfers. It's like, all right, not to you, but for me, if I break into the 70s, and then I say, well, I'm good, and I don't practice anymore, then I'm going to be back in the 90s.
Mm-hmm.
And as soon as these guys win a game, it's like, all right, we're good. We don't have to do anything else. We don't have to keep evolving and getting better. And the next week, they get their heads banged in. Then they're like, oh, no, we got to start focusing. And then I bet you they'll go out and beat the Bills.
Yep, exactly.
That's what they do.
Exactly.
But that of a bad team and a team that the coaching isn't sitting there saying, let's be all in and put our guys in positions to be successful. And that's the epitome of what it is by looking at that play.
Mm-hmm. I think Mike Tomlin, his messaging publicly, but obviously his messaging with the team is such that turnovers are the end-all be-all. And I've noticed you say they can't handle success. Totally agree. I think game to game, moment to moment, they can't handle failure either. They're so focused. If we get turnovers, okay, it's this shot in the arm. When they turn the ball over, you almost see routinely that ball winds up in the end zone. We saw it against Green Bay. They don't handle adversity well. Even the play where Rodgers thought he had a free play against Green Bay, this is where the game went to hell in a handbasket. He's bitching, moaning, complaining. Tomlin called him out for it post-game. They give up a huge play. The turnovers in this game. What does Chicago do? They take a shot on each of the first plays after the turnover, which you brought up astutely, Doran, on Monday's show, and they march down the field, and they score touchdowns. These turnovers, be all, end all, it's their only path to victory. When they turn the ball over, the defense doesn't respond. You're allowed to freaking do that. To your point, Doug, you're making $160 million, and your head coach is making $18 million. So you like going out on Wednesdays?
You know what
else wins games? Explosive plays.
Right.
Yep.
Mm-hmm. And guess what they don't do on offense?
Guess what the Steelers' explosive play differential is this year? Negative 27.
Yeah.
They are getting out-explosived by 27.
And I brought this up on Monday. That goes hand in hand. Like, usually whenever you get turnovers and your defense, you know, creates those turnovers, the next play is explosive play for the offense, and the Steelers don't do it. So, like, how is their mindset? Like, oh, we're going to create turnovers, and that's going to be the, you know, identity of our football team, but then not have any explosive plays whenever you do create the turnovers from your offense.
Yeah, I mean, watching that game, when they got down 10, the way they were playing, I'm like, there's no way they're winning this game.
They're not built that way.
They were, and you heard Mike Tomlin talk about it yesterday. Like, he was proud of being 3rd-and-3 or less and converting 6 of 7. The issue was, like, 4 of them are on the same drive, right? So it's just chipping away at a stone that's not going to crack.
They took 9 minutes off the clock.
Yeah. It is really hard to do that in the National Football League, particularly when you're not throwing the ball over the middle of the field. Like, you're
handcuffed.
You're handcuffed. And that's where, again, I'm giving people the benefit of the doubt. You know, I didn't play in the NFL. I wasn't a GM in the NFL. But I played at a pretty high level. Like, I have a hard time believing they're going into a game saying, we are not going to throw the ball over the middle of the field. If that's the mindset, then they're getting what they deserve.
Mm-hmm.
It's hard to ignore that whenever it's been that case for years.
Yeah.
That's the problem.
It's been with different quarterbacks. Now, it wasn't that way with Ben, and it's not that way with Aaron, which tells me they have a veto card.
Great.
Mm-hmm. Which is why I would say, yes, they win that game with Aaron Rodgers, because Aaron Rodgers will go out there,
check,
dial it up, right? Mason's not going to do that, which is why they love Mason.
Mm-hmm.
You know, he's going to go in there and do what he's told to do and coached to do, and then it's hard as a quarterback to hand it off, think, and all of a sudden, now you want me to throw it down the field? I got 2 opportunities to connect, and if I don't hit them, it's like I'm a kicker.
Yeah. Especially when the first time I tried to do it, I threw an interception, so now he's really in the tank with Tomlin.
That's probably why he threw the one to Roman Wilson out of bounds.
Absolutely.
Right. I mean, I've lived in that world, certainly.
Mm-hmm.
But man, I just, you know, I don't know, man.
Another thing I got to think about too, and we all got to look at is, and we've played, and you've been in a huddle, when things are starting to go poorly or the opposite of way you want to go, there is not one person on that team that's a junkyard dog that's going to pull them aside on the sideline and saying, let's go. We are done. We are better than this. We are the Pittsburgh Steelers. We need to turn this around and start making plays to win the game. And if you don't have that in the locker room, then one of your coaches, your player-friendly coaches, start grab some face masks and get some energy and toughness and ability to overcome adversity, then it's got to come from the coaches. Because when you look at it in a macro level, the coach has a heavy involvement, the player's coach, of building that team and that roster. So if he doesn't want to have a junkyard dog on that roster, he's got to be that junkyard dog. And right now, junkyard dog and Steelers are not synonymous.
Mm-mm.
The Steelers also have not capitalized 5 times when they've gotten the ball after halftime and had a lead. They haven't scored on that drive. Like, the killer instinct is also missing there.
Right.
And that goes into, Pat, what you're saying too. We're just going to methodically go down the field and we're going to try to take some time off the clock and we're going to score our points that way. No, go for the damn jugular. They don't go for the jugular. No. Here's a stat, too, guys. This was tweeted out by Ross McCorkle.
Mm.
What a name. Ross McCorkle. The current Steelers defense surpassed 2008's total regular season points allowed in just 10 games. 10 games. much more round. This is a round table. This is nice, yeah. Guys. This is very good. More ball talk. Rock Pill on the way coming up next. You can tweet us, brought to you by South Hills Kia, Peters Township. Visit them at southhillskia.net. Text us, brought to you by Edgar Snyder and Associates, a personal injury law firm where they always say there's never a fee unless we get money for you. Right now, it's an Intern Dom DiTomaso fan headline.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Total, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
If you have a podcast and want to monetize it, stress-free, you need the Odyssey Creator Lab. We'll host your podcast for free, and our experienced sales team brings in the advertisers and the revenue. Easy. Apply now at creators.odyssey.com and let us show you the money.
My new podcast, Crimes Of, explores the forces behind some of the most unforgettable crimes in history. Listen to and follow Crimes Of, available now wherever you get your podcasts.
Welcome to Radio Rental. The scariest stories you've ever heard in your life. All told by real people. And off we go.
This wasn't a human being that I saw. There's something here in this house. Something not of this world.
There was a woman moving through the hall. I stepped back and I was completely alone.
Radio Rental is available now. Listen for free on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your podcasts.